you're listening to Link Interview.
I'm Jessica Iturralde. In this episode, featuring Wade Cusack, founder and CEO of Love Your Neighbor Community, also known as Link, we will discuss the importance of supporting international religious freedom. Before we get started, here's a little reminder that we depend on viewers like you to spread the word. So if you enjoy this program, please can subscribe and share this program with someone you know. So joining me now is Link CEO Wade Cusack, who I have the privilege of working with. Welcome, Wade.
Hello, Jessica, and thank you for hosting this interview.
Earlier off camera, you said something that stood out to me. You stated that supporting religious freedom is not exclusively an idealistic and philanthropic act. You added that rather there is a lot of self-interest involved. And these remarks surprised me a little bit at first because I hadn't really thought about that. I think it's easy to assume our motivations are always purely idealistic or philanthropic. So I'm interested in hearing what you have to say about that. So let me begin our interview by asking you the first question that comes to mind in my context as an American experiencing religious freedom in my country. Why should we care about international religious freedom?
Yes, it's a very deep question that needs to be explained. And this is important, in many cases, overlooked subject when we think about international religious freedom and how this benefits our global society. When we talk about supporting international religious freedom, it's not just because of the God-given rights. I personally believe that everyone was created according to the God's image with a free will to choose their own beliefs. But to be clear, supporting religious freedom isn't just about being idealistic or doing a good for others, which is good to do good for others. Nevertheless, there is a practical side to this too. Promoting religious freedom around the world is in everyone's best interest, including ours as Americans. It helps create more stable, peaceful societies, which in turn makes the world a safer place for all of us. When we support religious freedom, we are not just standing up for principles, which is good, but we also looking out for our future and peace. Let me give you a few examples of what it means to advance international religious freedom. And first, it is about the U.S. moral and leadership and the soft power. Historically, our country has stood as a global leader in promoting human rights and democratic values. By championing religious freedom, we reinforce our moral authority and enhance our influence in the world. It is not just about being a good people. And I believe we are good people, mostly. It's about shaping global norms and building alliances based on shared values. Religious freedom is a cornerstone of any democracy. Societies that respect religious freedom are often the ones that uphold other democratic principles like freedom of speech, rule of law, and so on. So when the U.S. supports religious freedom, it's also supporting the foundation of stable democratic governments, which makes for more reliable and trustworthy global partners. So the second point, and of course it is about domestic political pressure. Here at home, there is a significant push from various religious groups, human rights organizations, and members of Congress to take a stronger stand on religious freedom worldwide. This makes sense because every religion is a persecuted minority somewhere, whether it's Muslims, Christians, Buddhists, or followers of a smaller faith. We all face persecution in a different parts of the world. When these believers see that the U.S. taking actions to defend their fellow believers globally, it strengthens their faith in our country and makes them better citizens, which in turn strengthens our national security.
I see. And thank you for that. You mentioned that all religions are persecuted minorities somewhere, and that's really something to think about. How much do you suppose religious extremism is reduced in countries that once did not practice religious freedom, but are now working towards building religious dialogue and social cohesion?
Yes, Jessica, thank you. Speaking of a national security, it's actually my third point. Supporting religious freedom help reduce the spread of extremist ideologies. Not vice versa, as some might think about religious freedom. When people are free to practice their beliefs without fear, the conditions that often lead to radicalizations are diminished in many cases. By promoting religious freedom, we contribute to a more stable world, reducing risk of terrorism and extremism that can threaten everyone, everywhere.
Our interview continues right after this brief break. Stay informed with Link Radio, your go-to source for the latest updates on religious freedom around the world. We bring you breaking news, policy developments, and expert analysis on how governments, faith communities, and civil society are shaping the future of religious freedom. Don't miss out on the stories that matter. Tune in at linkcommunity.org, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify for timely insights and global perspectives. Stay updated, stay engaged, stay linked. I think of ways that society benefits. We talk about peace and harmony. What other ways does society benefit from religious dialogue, social cohesion, etc.?
Religious freedom contributes to the global stability and peace, and countries that respect religious freedom tend to be more stable and peaceful. And in turn, stability abroad is in our interest also. Instability can lead to conflict, refugee crisis, and disruption of the global trade, all of which can have a direct impact on our economy. Plus, religious persecution often leads to conflicts that require costly international interventions, unfortunately, which leads us to the fifth point, to consider the economic interest. Nations that uphold religious freedom generally have more open and inclusive societies. These are kinds of environments that encourages economic growth and attract foreign investment. The U.S. businesses thrive in the stable markets where the rule of law is respected, and promoting religious freedom supports these very conditions. There's plenty of research showing that religious freedom is good for business, which is why it's a part of the UN foreign policy.
Okay. How do you know that? How do you know that religious freedom being good for business has something to do with religious freedom being included in U.S. foreign policy?
The fact that the State Department has an office of the ambassador at large for international religious freedom with a large team that works to advance religious freedom globally speaks on itself.
So in thinking of other ways that society, a global society, benefits, we talked about peace, we talked about security, we talked about economics. What are some other ways that you would include? I think of how we interact with each other as a global society. Wouldn't that also be a benefit?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This is my sixth point, that promoting religious freedom helps strengthening our diplomatic ties with with other countries. So by advocating for this fundamental right, religious freedom, we build a goodwill and partnerships, especially with nations that values religious freedom but may struggle to fully implement it. It is also good for cultural exchange and global understanding. I'll rewrite it. It is also good for cultural exchange and global understanding, which makes my final seventh point of importance of international religious freedom. Engagement in building international religious freedom gives us a chance to look at how religious freedom is practiced here in the United States compared to other countries, each with a country with its own history and context, of course. But by doing this, we can see where we're doing well and where we might need to improve our practice. And we also can learn from others and adopt successful strategies to support religious freedom in a world that's constantly changing. This deeper understanding opens the door for better cooperation on global issues. And as our organization recent Train the Trainers report shows, our efforts to promote religious freedom in places like Central Asia don't just help those regions. They also teach us important lessons that we can use to make our own society stronger and more inclusive.
And I'm thankful to be a part of seeing that with Link. I know you've been working, for example, with Kazakhstan for nearly a decade, and you're working in other areas of Central Asia as well, including Uzbekistan and others. And it's really interesting to come into this frame. I've been with you guys for a year now, and I've been fortunate to be able to see some of the fruits of that labor. And it's really exciting to and encouraging, I'll add, because you hear now people's reactions, participants, for example, with the Training for Trainers program. I'm hearing stories of how people's eyes were open just a little bit more to see some different contexts, to have conversations with people who are different from each other. In this particular interview, our objective was to discuss why supporting religious freedom internationally is important. Could you just give us a summary of those highlights? You gave, I believe, 7 points. Could you just give us a brief overview of that to recap?
Yes, when we support international religious freedom, we are not just upholding a principle. We are protecting our interest, our security, and our values, and building a better world and more secure world.
I appreciate that, because you taking the time to explain it in those points and to break it down really makes sense in the case that originally when you think of self-interest, I think it can quickly have some negative connotations. But as you explained, it's not necessarily that. Everyone has a bit of self-interest, of ways that we can look at things that we need and that we also want, and then ways to work together to achieve that cohesively.
Yes, self-interest does not necessarily have a negative connotation when we do not mistake it with personal gain. Self-interest can include actions that are morally or socially acceptable, but in contrast, personal gain can be something that implies selfishness or greed, or use and manipulation of others. And we're talking about healthy self-interest.
Great stuff. Wade, that's all the time we have today. Thank you for highlighting the importance of supporting international religious freedom.
Thank you, Jessica, for this discussion. And I hope I was able to help to a little bit expand our understanding of the importance of international religious freedom and what it is about. Thank you.
Indeed. I hope our viewers today will find themselves more educated, inspired, and spurred to participate in religious understanding, even if it is something as simple as being extra kind to someone who believes differently. I'm Jessica H. Walde, and you've been listening to Link Interview. For more information on religious freedom building, including reports, stories, and case studies, visit linkcommunity.org. Additionally, if you found today's program valuable, please like, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and share this program on your social media. Thanks for tuning in.